We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Hour number three, Ben and Woods, Friday morning. It's always a big hour, 7 o'clock hour on a Friday, because at the end, we will read some raps.
It gets wild, man.
Before that, we will check in on TV streaming recommendations with Craig Elston. We've been doing that every Friday during the pandemic, and he has come up with some real gems for us, including even I started watching Dave this week.
Yeah, I just did a podcast with him yesterday about Dave.
So we'll have a lot to chat about with Craig Elston. Don't do this, as we do every day in our 7 o'clock hour is just ahead. We had to push Real or Fake because we replayed our Bob Costas interview. It was long. So we're going to do that in just a couple of minutes here. 833-288-0973 for a chance to win a $50 Panera gift card. And we got our Corona content as well that we do every day at 7 o'clock. So that is a jam-packed hour of the program that we've got ahead. And then in our next hour, Katie Wu is going to join us. Katie is really one of the great minor league baseball reporters.
Yep.
Love having her on the show. I had the news yesterday that hundreds of minor leaguers being released from teams around baseball, and just kind of the impact that that is going to have on the minor leagues. Going to be interesting to hear what Katie has to say about that, because that's her life, is covering minor league baseball.
So. Sad day, man. Sad day, yeah. I mean, I saw a lot of people lamenting that cold, hard fact of minor leaguers. A lot of minor leaguers losing their jobs yesterday.
Yeah, not a good thing. No. A reality, you know, if you're a baseball player, you're going to, you know, there's a good chance you'll get released at some point.
Yeah.
Unless you are a superstar who gets to dictate your retirement at the end of the year and go out with a tip of the cap and a standing ovation, most baseball players at some point get a very difficult phone call or meeting in an office with someone that said, we got to let you go, man. And, you know, there might not be another job for you out there. And that's how it usually comes to an end.
Yeah.
For baseball players. Some who have gotten a chance, others who never get the chance in the big leagues.
They talked about, I saw a quote from Buck Showalter yesterday, said when he sent Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter back down on the same day, knowing, you know, these guys will be back, but they absolutely had to do it. By the way, Ben, are you going to be tuned into the 64 hours of Derek Jeter coverage this weekend on the MLB Network?
I wasn't planning on making it a centerpiece of my weekend.
Seems
a little excessive, actually.
Coming up Monday, we will break down all 64 hours of the Derek Jeter.
What was your favorite Derek Jeter play of his career?
The play in Oakland was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. The flip. The flip home.
It's unbelievable.
Was,
my God.
Truly spectacular.
Yeah, is his 3,000th hit off David Price, a home run. Which
now,
is,
who was, was it? Was it one of the Giambis who was running home?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremy was running home. If he had slid,
he probably beats it.
He probably is safe at home plate.
Probably.
On that famous play. Division series, right?
Unbelievable.
Yankees A's. Could have gone either way in that series. Critical play.
Yep. And then probably his last hit, a walk-off against the Orioles, against Buck Showalter's team, who, you know, kind of knew where to position. You still got to do it. It's like Cal Ripken hitting a home run in the All-Star game. Yeah, that pitch was grooved. Bro, I have a buddy I play against that grooves me pitches. He was like, I will always throw you fastball. Doesn't mean I can hit it out of the yard. So Cal Ripken did that. Jeter knew. Buck Showalter in his last at bat didn't have kind of the shift on where Jeter likes to go through that right side, and it was wide open. Game winner. I mean, basically a walk off for his last hit as a Yankee.
And I've said this before. It's always made me so mad. End of the 2001 season. Tony Gwynn's final at bat is a pinch hitter against the Colorado Rockies.
They shift.
Well, they don't shift, but they have the 5.5 actually painted
on
the field between third and short, as you know, just as tribute to Tony. And I forget who the shortstop was, but you guys standing right there.
Standing,
it's like Tony hits it right there. It's like that should be a single.
Damn it.
Why are you standing there? You should have the third baseman standing on third, the shortstop up the middle.
100%.
The game was meaningless. Neither team was playing for anything.
It's freaking Rockies,
and
man.
How can you not
it's the Rockies.
At least
you surprised?
Give Tony Gwynn a good chance at a hit in his final at bat? Tony at that point was, I mean, he was very injured all season. He could barely run at all.
Yeah.
He could swing the bat one time a game. And that's all you got from Tony at the end of his career. I was so wishing he could finish his career with a hit.
I know, man.
And I just couldn't believe, like, just don't even try for that one. But that's how it went.
That's the Rockies.
All right, let's get to some Corona content. And then we'll play a little real or fake here as we kick off this busy 7 o'clock hour on a Friday. Paul, what do we have collected from the internet and from the late night shows of Corona content from the last 24 hours?
Yeah, so I don't know. Are we allowed to play stuff from Jimmy Fallon's show anymore?
What happened with all of that? Yeah, we decided that apparently people got busy with other important world events.
Correct.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon survived.
Well, Jimmy Fallon had Maroon 5 on his show yesterday, and I swear to God, we've played variations of them doing a quarantine version of their song
Memories.
Didn't Jimmy
Fallon have Maroon 5 on like 4 days ago? Are they the only guests available now on the late night talk shows?
So they sang Memories.
Oh, God.
On Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's good. That's really nice by Maroon 5. Great job, Paul.
You didn't really let... Is that Adam Levine?
Yeah.
We didn't mean to
really let
him
get into the meat of the song.
It's all right.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish we're here, but you're not.
He's a good singer, Woods. You can't deny that he's a good singer. You may not like his
style. I can and I will. What else you got, Pauly?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, now we're talking.
How did I know you were going to say that? Dolly Parton came out with a new song yesterday, and it's called When Life Is Good Again.
When life is good again, I'll be a better friend, a bigger person when life is good again. More thoughtful than I've been, I'll be so different then, more in the moment when life is good again. I'll open up.
You ever have a little crush on Dolly Parton when you were a kid, Ben?
Not really.
Really?
No.
It must have been more of a Southern thing, because
maybe.
I know I did.
Yeah, I mean, the big hair and everything is just never.
Yeah,
been
that's
kind
what
of
I
my,
was. The hair is
my
what
thing.
I mean, right.
The big hair.
Yeah. Big blonde hairdo.
Blonde hairdo.
He's 74 years old.
Sounds pretty good, man.
Not bad.
Pretty good. Better than Adam Levine, that's for sure.
Not better than Adam Levine.
Way better than Adam Levine.
Ben loves Maroon 5.
He loves Maroon 5. I don't mind spending every day. Ben just driving home, driving to the golf course. Out on your corner in the pouring rain.
And I like Old Town Road, too. So
Jesus
what?
God, I got to find a new partner.
There's a reason that both bands have been so successful.
God,
a lot of people like them.
Soccer moms right now just almost wrecking their bands.
It's a good song.
It's the
All right, we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
I've never had more of a desire to just reach over and kick you in the shin. And I just looked at it. I had to fight the urge. Just go, hey.
Thank you for fighting the urge.
Welcome. Paul, is this your first dance song tomorrow night at your wedding?
No. It's funny you should mention that, because we are about to play some real or fake here. We have a contestant, Paul, 833-288-0973. If we don't, call now. Your opportunity to go head-to-head against Woods for a chance to win a $50 Panera Bread gift card. But maybe I've said too much already about today's topic on real or fake. Paul, do we need to wait for someone to call in, or do we already have a contestant?
Let's go to it.
All right, let's get to it.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, today on Real or Fake, our contestant Rebecca will be playing for a $50 e-gift card to Panera Bread. At Panera Bread, we're here for you with contactless delivery and new drive-up curbside ordering and pickup. Order online at PaneraBread.com. Good morning, Rebecca.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. The ladies' line is open.
I love it. Are you ready to play our game?
I am ready, yes.
All right, five rounds. Beat or tie Woods. You just have to separate the real from the fake. And I'm not sure how hot the dance floor will be at Paul's virtual wedding tomorrow.
Not very, I don't
but,
think.
But wedding music is the topic for today's edition of Real or Fake. I have a list of the top 10 most requested songs at a wedding reception.
Love this.
According to brides.com as of this past January.
Okay.
So put yourself in the shoes of the young people getting married today and what they're yelling out for the DJ to play.
All right.
I will give you a song. You tell me if it's a real top 10 wedding request or a fake that didn't make the cut.
Got it.
You ready, Woods?
I'm
Here
ready,
we go.
Buddy.
Round one. Woods, you're up first. The Macarena by Los Del Rio.
Fake,
real or fake?
Fake.
Not a top 10 request.
No.
All right, Rebecca, it's just that easy. Let's
okay.
try I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Real or fake, Rebecca?
I'm going to go fake.
That's the number one requested song, according to brides.com, at a wedding reception. I got a feeling. All right,
very, very standard.
We had a lot of comebacks in this game, Rebecca. Don't worry about it. Round two,
okay.
Woods. Let's try Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Real or fake?
Well, this year? Fake.
A little too old for today's crowd. Good tune. All right, Rebecca, let's get you on the board here. Let's try Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Real or fake?
I'm hoping that it's real.
It's got a beat, and you can dance to it on the dance
yeah.
floor. All right, Rebecca, you're on the board. Round
right.
three. Woodsy, Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith. Real or fake?
You didn't get married in 2020, so literally no one asked for that song. That's fake.
Bicka bicka bow 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 bicka bow bow bump bump what? Yeah, that's
fake.
It's fake.
Yeah, gotta be fake.
That's correct. That was the correct sound apparently from Paul Ryan.
Bicka
All
bicka
right,
bow bow bow.
Let's see, Rebecca. How about round three for you? Let's try "Can't Stop the Feeling" by Justin Timberlake. Rebecca, real or fake?
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna go that it's real.
It is.
Yay!
All right. People like JT at their weddings, apparently. All right, round four. Woodsy, you're still up 3-2. Happy by Pharrell Williams. Real or fake, Woods?
Toughie. I'm going to say fake.
Real.
Ah!
Top 10. All right, Rebecca, that gives you a chance to tie things up here. Real or fake,
right.
Rebecca? YMCA by the Village People. Real or fake, Rebecca?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. I hope that it's fake, so I'm going to go fake.
Maybe 30 years ago it was real,
yeah.
but not today. All right, we are tied going into round five. Woods, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Real or fake top 10 wedding requests?
It's got to be fake.
Too old. All right, so Rebecca, it all comes down to this. You get this right, it's a 4-4 tie, and you win the prize.
Okay.
Real or fake, Rebecca? Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. Real or fake, Rebecca?
Oh, my gosh. I'm scared. I'm going to say fake.
So close.
The Party Rockers are in the house tonight.
Sorry, Rebecca. Thank you, though, for playing. Woodsy, you are the champion today.
Thank you. Feels good.
Of Real or Fake. 4-3 is the final, but that is our Friday edition.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hold on to the prize. We'll just we'll give it away later. We'll maybe come up with another excuse to give away the $50 gift card to Panera Bread when we get a chance. But we got so many other things to get to. We've got Don't Do This just ahead, Woods. And we had a late breaking entry this morning on Don't Do This.
We did. Also, a couple from yesterday. Really, really, really unfortunate coincidence for a Minnesota Twin.
Yes, that is not a good one. We will get to that coming up next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.